the king of schlock, the baron of bad taste, the Ayatollah of trasherola. That's what critics called Chuck Barris, the songwriter, MC, author, and game show creator who died yesterday. He was 87. Barris was responsible for 60s and 70s hits like The Dating Game, The Newlywed Game, and The Gong Show. He also claimed to be an assassin for the CIA. Yep, NPR's Glenn Weldon joins us now to talk about this real American character. Welcome to the studio, Glenn.
Thanks, Audie.
So he was also a behind-the-scenes TV producer, and then he became the public face of a kind of television that to this day we have a love-hate relationship, right?
Absolutely. He was hugely successful because he was a uniquely American form of huckster that could only exist in and around the television industry. He started off selling teleprompters from station to station. He became an NBC page. He worked at American Bandstand briefly, where his job was basically to oversee Dick Clark and make sure he wasn't participating in a payola scandal, which he was not. And then he became a television executive and producer producing game shows.
All right. So talking about these game shows, what was so unique about The Dating Game or The Newlywed Game, which we look back now and seem kind of quaint in the era of The Bachelor?
Sure. Well, up to that time, there had been a lot of quiz shows where there was a right answer and a wrong answer. These shows, both The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game, were about the interaction between people. So there were no right or wrong answers, as he said. All he needed was real people and a washer dryer, and he had a game. and The Dating Game, and especially The Newlywed Game, really captured this mid-60s Southern California vibe. There were all these flower-powered like decals on the set of The Dating Game. But he didn't understand why people would go on these shows. In 2003, he told Terry Gross on WHYY's Fresh Air as much.
I mean, I think if anybody really loved their partner and respected their partner, they would never do The Newlywed Game. You couldn't put your partner up to so much potential embarrassment.
It's a remarkable thing for a producer to say, yeah. He talked a lot about how those early shows were all predicated on the relatability of his contestants. But then came The Gong Show, and I think everything went out the door then.
The Gong Show, which is a show a lot of us wondered why anybody would go on these shows as well. And he became the public face of this. How come?
Absolutely. He replaced the original host, and he was famously terrible at it, really not comfortable in front of the camera, which is ironic for a guy who sold teleprompters. and so he overcompensated. He developed this outsized personality who would punctuate everything he said with a hand clap and by pointing at the camera.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the girls in this next act says her hobbies are boys and first date. I guess that means that on weekends, she cruises Hollywood Boulevard in an ambulance.
Doof.
Oh, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that became, you know, a very imitated shtick that he became known for.
You know, what is the legacy of this particular figure for American television? Because it seems like the DNA, right, is in reality television.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, The Gong Show was deliberately low budget. It wanted you to know it was low budget. It basked in its bad taste, and it invited you to feel superior to the people on it. And that is something important. That's something we see today.
That's NPR's Glenn Weldon. He spoke to us about Chuck Barris. Barris died yesterday at the age of 87. We're going to go out on a song he wrote, Palisades Park. Glenn, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.